Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I'm here for the next couple of hours, and I'm glad that some of you will be, too. It's good to have you on board, although I kind of wish that we didn't have to. This is a show that I hoped that I would never have to do, but fortunately we have yesterday. If you haven't heard the news, perhaps one of my greatest songwriters of all time, and there are two songwriters that touch me the way this guy does. Towns Van Zandt is one of them. He died before I really got a chance to know what Towns was all about. And the other one that's at the top of my list is Mr. Willie P. Bennett, who passed away yesterday at home after another heart attack. And it's a sad, sad loss, but he leaves behind a legacy of amazing music, and we're going to listen to a lot of that over the next couple of hours. We'll listen to, of course, some stuff from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, who are supposed to play in town this week. Hopefully that'll still happen, but we'll hear some covers later on. We'll hear some words from some of his friends and some of his fans, and lots of great music. And there's not much I can really say but to keep it going. So here's one more. This one is from Hobo's Taunt from 1977.
Okay. water was dodging the rocks in the stream bed. The wind was rising up slow, getting ready to bend the trees at the end of the road where the storm clouds were growing. I stood there and watched and waited for the rain. The dust swirling round, people running in vain, and the thunder rolling in like a midnight train. I said the stars' eyes tonight won't be opening, not while these storm clouds are growing. We were skin popping laughter, getting our freedom, and having the time of our lives, getting ready to follow the way that we'd been before. But the people we found could not make a sound. It seems that they'd been through that door. They said, don't be surprised if it disappears for your eyes. You know the way waves race the shore. But once they're there, they're not anymore. It's not the sound of the rain that makes me feel lonely, nor the gray skies that give me the blues. It's the weight of some miles and all the useless disguises I've had to sit and watch people use. I've had to sit here and watch people. Friends, we don't play much now. We just talk about the things we have heard, wishing for just a little more time and wanting a whole lot more nerve. It's not that love is wrong, but when your feelings are gone, what's left makes you fester inside. And I know I've been seen between my blues and greens, but my eyes camouflage what I've tried. Yeah, my eyes camouflage what I've tried. It's not the sound of the rains that makes me feel lonely, nor the gray skies that give me the blues. It's the weight of some miles and all the useless disguises I've had to sit and watch people use. It's not the sound of the rains that makes me feel lovely, nor the gray skies that give me the blues. It's the sound of some drunk dreams spit up on the sidewalk and the distance that I feel from you. Yeah, the distance that I feel from you. Burn me, baby. Burn. You don't have to say you're leaving. I'm staying, that's all you need to know. But there's a few things I'd like to make clear before you disappear, before you make your last goodbye. Soft and low, when a man feels proud, he likes to shout his happiness out loud. When he's feeling down, he drags his feet on the ground and likes to look his chances in his hand. But every time he goes to leave, every step he makes, he takes a stand. Now my life is made of pens and paper, and my ink runs in the rain. Felt the taste of pain was bitter, heard the taste of fame was glitter, and our souls are supposed to shine out like a candle flame. But it's just like two lonely people who go out and have their fun. When they wake up with one another, they find their loneliness has just begun. Wasn't it easy to make? Their chances in their hands. But every time they go to leave, every step they make, they take a stand. Chances in your hand. But every time you go to leave, every step you make, you'll take a stand. But every time you go to leave, every step you make, you'll take a stand.
Thank you. push, I aim to shove. And you got something, something, something to say, keep it to yourself. Cause I've never been stranded and I don't need no. I got troubles of my own that you don't need to know. Hey, yeah, work it.
Trouble again, but still our actions rang true. She said, you hear so many stories, but the fool's lost out on the road, drifting from town to town and from young to old. I guess a rambler is hard to hang on to, but love is hard to hold. Push on. Push on, you weary soul. If you've got trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one thing you can do. Or love or money, see it through. Push on, push on, push on. I said, if I'd known it was gonna come to this, wrote down every word I said. I'd have memorized it most carefully and practiced in my head. But if you're going to follow your own path, to come out right, if you get down on the street, you better come up tight. She said that love was an answer, some love to fight. Love to feel all night. Push on, push on, push on, you weary soul. If you've got trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one thing you can do. For love or money, palm trees at midnight, searching for the one true love, trying to find a star in this night city sky, like looking for love in a whorehouse, brother. If you're going to follow your own path, to come out right, when you get down on the streets, you better come up. She said that love was an answer, some love to fight. I love to feel alright. Push on.
trouble, oh, trouble has got you. There's only one thing you can do. For love, for money, see it through. Push on, push on, push on. Come out, this ain't no dream you're living in. If it's on your mind, then it's on your skin.
There's a caveman reaching for a mystery that starts way back in his history, affecting you and me and us and them. Who's gonna get the last word in? Who's gonna make the first step forward? Get on your feet, man, if you're so bold. The air in here is cut pretty thin. Who's gonna get the last word in? Tell me who's gonna get. Tell me who's gonna get. Tell me who's gonna get. Science and politics are head to head. People marching for the living, people marching for the dead. They don't care who loses, they don't care who wins, as long as they can get the last word in. All these fights over property, wars over borders, all started by world leaders with mental disorders. Some say it's collusion, some say it's a sin, but it's all about who's gonna get the last word in. Who's gonna get? Tell me who's gonna get. Tell me who's gonna get. Who's gonna get?
Safari time!
The farm and you're cashing in. You're laying on your deathbed. It's looking mighty grim. Tell me, who's gonna get the last word in? Now when you're going across that border, your papers are in order. The man across the counter looks at you with a grin and says, you and you and you and you and you. And who's gonna get? Who's gonna get? Tell me who's gonna get? You and your God.
Now there's a man standing at the corner, spit on and clean, and he's arguing with himself about the places that he's been. Now some people stop and stare on this path with a grin, but me, I'm always wondering who's gonna get the last word in.
Who's gonna get? Who's gonna get? Who's gonna get? Who's gonna get? Oh.
So I just got to do my favorite song because it's my favorite song, and I hope you don't mind.
Why I spend all the lonely hours dreaming of a song. Your memory haunts my reverie till I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of this song. Beside a garden wall, when the stars were bright and you were in my arms, the nightingale told its fairy tale about paradise where roses bloom. And though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's
live Willie P. Bennett there for you with his cover of Stardust. And I tell you, there must be 100 versions of that song. And I ain't never heard one with quite that much passion in it. That's a pretty astounding thing indeed. Before that, we heard Last Word, Willie P. Bennett and Bruce Coburn from the album Heartstrings, the Juno Award-winning album Heartstrings. Before that, we heard Push On, and I was originally going to talk after that song, but I couldn't. From Take My Own Advice, perhaps the most elusive of all Willie P. Bennett albums, the one that's probably the hardest to find. Before that, we heard Patience of a Working Man from The Lucky Ones. We heard Pens and Paper from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Storm Clouds from Hobo's Talent. And we're celebrating the life and the music of Mr. Willie P. Bennett. And I tell you, it takes an amazing, amazing songwriter to reach in and grab you by the heart the way that Willie P. Bennett is so able to do. And I remember vividly the very first time I heard a Willie P. Bennett song. It was done by Stephen Fearing live at the West End Cultural Center, and I had the great pleasure of having Stephen Fearing in here to play it for me a few years ago, and we talked about Willie and about him introducing me to this great man, and let's hear back to that now. This is Stephen Fearing. So let's talk a little bit about Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. First of all, I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart for introducing me to Willie P. Bennett. Because I remember a few years ago, I guess it was a bunch of years ago now, you're playing at the West End and you said, I just got together with some friends and we decided to record an album of Willie P. Bennett songs, and you played The Lucky Ones.
Yeah.
And I remember it and I went, this is a great song. And I went out and I found that CD, The Lucky Ones, and I thought, why haven't I heard of this guy before? He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And now I'm a huge, huge fan, and it's all thanks to you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad. I can hear Willie grumbling in the back of my head. Don't take any credit. He is wonderful. He's fantastic, and he's a good friend of mine. And I was lucky enough, he's one of the few people that I've had the pleasure of starting out as a fan and then becoming a friend and not losing that feeling of loving him for what he does. Sometimes when you become friends with people, you know, you just don't hold their music in the same light that you used to.
Right.
I don't know what it is. It gets demystified or something. Or else you find out that you actually don't like the person very much and that taints the music. You know, one thing. Yeah. But with Willie, I still feel like a fan with him. And every now and then, and it doesn't happen very often, but occasionally he comes by my house and the guitars come out and he plays me a couple of new songs. And I really feel like it's a very special privilege that I have to be able to hear him play. So I think of him in the same kind of light as I think of somebody like Townes Van Zandt or a Guy Clark. You know, I don't know if everybody would feel that way, but for me, he's one of those beautiful, simple writers. It's very special.
Is that what affects you? Like, as a songwriter, obviously you're sort of, I guess, more attuned maybe to the fineness of songwriting. I mean, I know what I like about his stuff, but do you as a writer see him differently?
I don't know if I see him any differently than other people. He appeals to me because his stuff is simple, because I can play it. When I was living in Ireland, we're talking 1978, somewhere in there, my sister Jane, who had left, she's the middle, I'm the baby, she had left ahead of me, left Ireland ahead of me a couple of years, and she came back and brought a couple of albums that she thought I might be interested in. And I just started to play the guitar. Mm-hmm. And she brought Hobo's Taunt. And I remember listening to it and not really knowing anything about him. It went in the collection, my little, you know, remember the record collections that we all used to have that were about 10 inches thick? Yeah. And there was like ABBA, The Clash, Willie P. Bennett, you know, Pilot. I don't know if anybody remembers Pilot. But I just stuck him in the collection. I didn't know anything about him, but I was at that point where I was starting to play guitar, and I was doing things like, I'm sitting in a room, you know, like that kind of stuff. And suddenly there was this very rootsy, hard to peg. As far as country was concerned, in Ireland, country was country western, and it was to be avoided at all costs. It was terrible, big hair music. And so I was much more interested in pop music. And yet, in picking up the acoustic guitar, it sort of led me towards groups like, you know, Simon and Garfunkel and stuff like that. And suddenly here was this guy who just seemed to be really authentic. And yet his stuff was accessible to me. It was simple. And over the years, as I continued to listen to his stuff and play his stuff, I discovered these levels of understanding that I hadn't gotten to before. And anybody can write a line that is, you know, when I was younger in the days of my youth at the age of 19, which is a fairly cocky thing to do. Uh-huh. I mean, how much younger can you get than 19? Willie just always impressed me right from the get-go, and it's never lessened. So I hear it as a fan. I don't hear it as a songwriter necessarily. I hear him as a fan.
Now, this guy, he's a bit of a mystery to me. And Gary and I have a friend named Gary Bouchard out in Sudbury. He says he knows you, but he's planning to write a book about Willie P. Bennett. And I can't wait to see it.
I spoke to Gary.
Because I need to know more about this guy. Like, here's what I don't get. And you're his friend. Maybe you can tell me because won't.
Yeah.
Why are you going out and doing his songs every night and he's not? This is what I don't get.
Well, I've been joking with audiences when I introduce the material, like if I'm playing to an American audience and I know that they don't know Willie per se, because not many people do.
No.
And my joke is always that Willie carries a gold-plated book of matches to burn any bridge that he might come to. And there's a certain degree of truth in that, you know, and I'd say that to his face. He's a great songwriter and he's a great performer when he chooses to perform, but I think that the business, the bullshit that is this business, you know, there's so much garbage that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, some of us are able to make our ways through it better than others. Some of us can eat more amounts of it than others. And some people they're just not cut out to do that. So I think that's been Willie's thing, is that he just finds it to be very frustrating. And, you know, and also it's very hard. You know, you have to sort of, I like performing. I like performing my music. And if I wasn't writing, I'd be performing somebody else's. And I'm not sure that Willie likes it that much. I think it can be fraught with a lot of stresses and a lot of worries. And he's a great writer. I think he likes performing in Fred's band plenty.
He plays 200 nights a year. He can't.
But
hate
he's
it.
No. It's not. It's different than fronting the band. And I think that's what it is. When you're responsible for everything, it's quite different. Which is one of the reasons why I like playing in Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, because I don't have to be the front guy all the time. And it's actually a chance for me to be a musician and not a front person. And I think that probably would be the same thing with Willie. Is I think he loves playing music for a living, and he loves being on stage, but just not carrying the whole load all the time. That would be my answer. I don't know if he'd agree, but that would be my answer.
Well, apparently it says that he's got a new CD in the works.
That's what I've heard, too.
Which is always very exciting. His last CD was Heartstrings, and you were on that CD, right? That won a Juno 3 years ago?
Something like that.
Best Roots in Traditional Recording. Yeah. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you do a Willie song for us, maybe?
Sure, I'd love to.
I'm just going to ask you one favor. Our microphones don't like your booming voice, so when you sing, just move back to listen.
Okay, yeah. I know I talk quieter than I sing.
Yeah.
This one will be a lot quieter.
All right.
Boy, it's been a while since I played this. Hardest part, baby, is smiling when your plans don't work out. Still count yourself a lucky one. The gods so smart, we were born with two hands reaching out and a heart that knows the joys of love and the stars above is a lucky one. Have these dreams to dream at all. Oh, the lucky ones who never stumble and fall.
searching for a hot love. Deep in the city is deep in his heart. Searching the scene, he raises his black glove. He wants a love, he don't know where to start. Oh, the lucky ones to have these dreams, to dream it all. Oh, the lucky ones who never stumble and fall. A wino wakes up on the street and he counts his feet, and he sees there's two, and he counts himself a lucky one. The gods so smart, we were born with two hands reaching out, and a heart that knows the joys of love, and the stars above is a lucky one. The lucky ones to have these dreams, to dream at all. Oh, the lucky ones who never stumble and fall. They don't know nothing.
Flowers to give your baby, get her under your powers. If you got silks and sweet perfumes, you know she might come, she might come up to your room. But if she's got soul, she knows she's gonna bowl you over. My baby rolls me over, I feel like I wanna fly, like I wanna fly. You got satins, lots of money, diamond rings and such things to trap your honey. You got big black cars you want to let her ride. Give it all to her, she might come over to your side. But if you got love and deep devotion, it gets just as deep as the ocean. In the country, you give it all to her, she'd still be empty. You could be the
the richest man in the world. But there's nothing I know of that'll buy you the heart of a girl. But if you got love and a deep devotion, it gets just as deep as the ocean with just you two inside. Just you two inside. Just you two.
Cars racing everywhere. In the distance, you can hear the sirens screaming. And thunder rays a dead man with its blare. Someone said it's none of your business. She's a big girl and can care for herself all right. I know she's a woman for sure, and a big girl too. Has anyone seen my baby here tonight? Sometimes we play a foolish game, trying to see who hurts who the most. It's a foolish game at best, but she plays better than the rest. And I guess I've won this foolish game. Before I knew what had happened, she was out the back door with no coat and tears in her eyes. Now this storm's raging loud, and I don't feel so proud. And has anyone seen my baby here tonight? Thank you.
There's a storm raging over the city. Lightning flashing, cars racing everywhere. In the distance you can hear the sirens screaming, and thunder rays a dead man. Someone said it's none of your business. She's a big girl and can care for herself all right. I know she's a woman for sure, and a big girl too. But has anyone seen my baby tonight?
I got this feeling. It's down in my bones. This great God feeling. Someday, someday, someday I will be home. Though I might linger and I might fall, I got this feeling that someday everything is gonna be alright.
One of the best records of last year, no doubt about that. It's the inimitable Blackie and the Rodeo Kings with a Willie P. Bennett song called Sometimes It Comes So Easy. And God bless Blackie and the Rodeo Kings for doing the Lord's work and playing Willie P. Bennett songs every day. I don't know. The world is a better place because of them. We heard Has Anyone Seen My Baby Tonight and Lace and Pretty Flowers, both from Higher Hurt and from 1996, one of the most incredible albums. Seriously, if you don't have that one yet, do yourself a huge favor. And then before that, we heard Stephen Fearing record live here on UMFM with the Lucky Ones. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings are scheduled to be in town on Wednesday at the Franco-Manitoban Cultural Center for a CBC taping along with Michelle Pagliaro, believe it or not. Get your tickets through the festival. It's either going to be real interesting or it's not going to happen. I don't know. We'll find out. I got my tickets. You should do. We got to take a quick break and just tell you a couple messages. We're not going to play a whole lot, just a couple, and then we'll come back with a couple more great Willie covers, and then a great song about Willie by this guy right here.
This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
King of the road, drinking diesel black coffee.